Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Berkshires is now home to the largest contemporary art museum in the United States. The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art earned that honor just this summer with its newest expansion, dubbed Building 6. The museum's footprint has nearly doubled with the new addition, and it is truly massive. If you walk the perimeter of every single gallery at MassMoCA, you'll log more than 4 miles. And joining us to talk more about the addition and the museum's big dreams is Joseph Thompson, director of MassMoCA. He's speaking to us from North Adams. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Glad to be there.
Well, first of all, congratulations on this tremendous expansion. You've been with MassMoCA since the beginning. I mean, what does this latest growth mean to you?
It feels like air and light, to tell you the truth. This new expansion, it obviously provides a lot of space and capacity, but it's hard to describe, but it completes a big, generous kind of infinity loop of circulation paths that wind in and out of the courtyards and across fields, and opens up MassMoCA to the neighborhoods and to the hills beyond. And there's just a lot more light and air.
Now, why is this important for what MassMoCA is trying to accomplish?
Well, a couple of things. When we opened in 1999, MassMoCA was always as good as its last show. We kind of rolled our own exhibitions and had a rollicking roster of performing arts events and changing exhibitions. But then in 2008, a light bulb went off for us. We teamed up with Yale University Art Gallery and the Williams College Museum of Art and the studio of Saul LeWitt and installed a really magisterial 3-floor, 30,000 square feet retrospective of the great conceptualist Saul LeWitt's wall drawings. And suddenly we had this moment of gravity in the middle of the museum. Long term, it was a 25-year exhibition, a long-term milestone around which our program of changing exhibitions, temporary installations, new commissions, residencies could swirl like electrons around a proton. And it just changed the way the whole institution felt. Building 6 expands on that idea and provides long-term homes and spaces of a sort of serial experimentation for a group of artists that we think are among the most sharply observant of our time.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit more, because artist Laurie Anderson is going to have a series of rooms that she can use as performance spaces and galleries for the next 15 years. And you've also got James Turrell has a 25-year temporary exhibition called Into the Light. You anticipate that to be incredibly popular. But I'm just curious, like, how does this change the relationship that MassMoCA has with artists if you've got these, you know, temporary long-term exhibits?
Well, it's interesting. Not a lot of museums are willing or are able to open themselves up and invite artists in and essentially say, take me, and take me for a very long time. And it gives us a chance to go both deep and long, deep with artists like James Turrell, who has a sort of de facto retrospective of his work. That allows you to really get to know an artist. You can feel over 6 decades of his work, the project that he's been working on, which is a big one. It's essentially to slow down light and turn it into something that's almost a physical thing and serve it up to us. And it's a profound effect on your optical neurological system. It's really extraordinary. And the reason we can do that is because we have a lot of space. So that's like a deep dive. And on the other hand, it allows us to go in sort of a very long time horizon with artists that are still making work and will be changing at their exhibition. So as you mentioned, Laurie Anderson has it feels a little like a studio. Feels a little like a performing arts venue. It feels a little like a gallery. It's a set of spaces that she has access to for the next 15 years to essentially unfold her career before our eyes, and that's both retrospective and forward-looking. It's great to be able to feel the whole structure of thought of an artist and to watch them work over time. And we're lucky. It's Mass MoCA. We're not rich. We don't have a lot of cash or a big endowment, but we do have a couple of things that are really rare, which is space and time.
Yeah. I mean, taken another way, space and time are everything, right? I mean, I imagine that for artists, this is a really exciting opportunity because the question is no longer, you know, how can the museum display the works of the artist? It becomes the sort of the energy goes in the exact opposite direction, right? It's like, what can the artist do with the space and time Mass MoCA is providing? I don't think
that's true.
There's any other relationship like that out there in other.
No, it's both a big opportunity and an obligation. And I mean, I think in some ways, while it's a generous giving relationship, there's a lot of trust involved. It's also one that asks a lot. I mean, when you present an artist with, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 or 20,000 square feet of space and a very long duration of time, you're betting that they have something to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so let's switch gears here a little bit. How have you seen the museum change the economy, or what impact has it had in North Adams?
Oh, that's a complicated question, and I'm going to give you a complicated answer. First of all, things are a lot better in North Adams than they were, you know, 15 and 20 and 25 years ago. At the time that Sprague Electric, the former occupant of our beautiful factory campus, left town, unemployment rate, you know, hovered somewhere between 15 and 20% and about, you know, 7 times the state average at the time. And name a list that's bad: unemployment, poverty, illiteracy, teenage pregnancy, domestic violence, and North Adams was at the very top of any city or town in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts on that list. So it was grim. It was like an economic neutron bomb going off. North Adams is a much healthier, much more diverse economy now. I think unemployment's still high. It's probably 1.5 times the state average right now. The real estate market is still relatively depressed compared to a lot of the rest of the Commonwealth, certainly compared to Boston and even the southern tier of Berkshire County. But on the other hand, you know, the storefront occupancy is about 3 times higher than it was. Things are a lot better, but there's still a lot of room for improvement in North Adams. Gentrification is not an issue that we worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I appreciate the complexity of your answer because these, you know, these situations are never simple. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why watching Mass MoCA grow and seeing how it continues to develop its relationship with North Adams and the region is one of the exciting things about what's happening there. But before we go, I do want to ask you a couple other quick questions here, because I read that you said that half of Mass MoCA's resources, human resources and financial resources, are still going to performing arts. Is that right?
Yeah, that's an unusual profile for a museum. That's a result of conversations I had with friends in the early days of Mass MoCA, a recognition that when people think of the Berkshires, they often think of theater and dance. And so we were very cognizant of aligning Mass MoCA's with the profile of Berkshire County, but also, you know, thinking about artists like Robert Wilson, the great theater designer and dramaturg, and Laurie Anderson and David Byrne and Tim Burton. I mean, what are these artists? It's hard. You can't put them in a box, and building a museum that felt like a perfect white neutral space of, you know, gloriously illuminated galleries just seemed off the mark for where art was going. And we've tried to make something that feels a little more like a turntable.
Can we end with a delightful note here? Because I'd love if you could tell us a story about Emmylou Harris and Porta Potty.
Oh my gosh. We've grown a really wonderful business of performing arts, festivals, concerts, but we've done it really sort of catch as catch can, and it's been rough at the edges. And I told somebody that you've never quite lived until you've had to show Emmylou Harris the porta potty. And when I did that, I vowed never again.
I'm sure she took it in her stride, though.
Oh, she's a tough cookie. She's probably been in worse.
Well, Joseph Thompson is the director of Mass MoCA in North Adams. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And come visit this summer. We've got a lot going on stages and in galleries. We'd love to have you.
We most certainly will. Thanks again.
All right. We'll see you.
And WBUR has extensive coverage of Mass MoCA's expansion. We've got some beautiful photos, a video, a preview of all the artists on display at Mass MoCA. You can find it all at WBUR's The Artery. We have a link to that at radioboston.org. Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.